Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly Copeland Swisher is with us today, and we're so happy to have her. She's going to be preaching the word to us. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, Mother.
We're glad you're here.
I'm so excited to be here. This woman is amazing, isn't she? Everywhere I go, that's what people tell me what I already know, but they said, your mother has helped me so much.
Oh, what blesses
and
me.
And they say
Oliver.
Daddy, too, but really.
That's so sweet.
You're so popular. I'll stop shy of saying you're the most popular, but Daddy doesn't care to be popular anyway, so I'll just say it. You're the most popular.
Oh,
one
Kelly.
Among us.
When he's here, you can say that about him.
Well, when I post pictures, though, if I want a lot of likes on my pictures, I post a picture of you, because
well,
that's what
okay.
people like. You're so
all right.
blessing.
What will you give me for a picture in a bathing suit? Don't do it. That might be the
you
end.
Know?
That might be the end of all
no,
your lives.
No, I'm thinking of this one when you were 20 years old. Remember that picture? And you have, I don't know. Maybe I'll do it one day. I'm going to get a lot of followers today. Just waiting to see if I post that picture.
Don't hold your breath, people.
Anyway. You're beautiful, Mama.
We love you, Kelly. And I thank you for coming to help us today and share the word. Thank you very much.
I'm happy to because, you know, sometimes you share things. You go to the Lord and you say, what do you want me to share? And He'll show you something that He wants you to share with the people. But my most favorite things to preach or to talk about or to share are the things that He's been working in me.
Yes, amen.
You know,
share that.
These fresh things that are changing my life or it's what I want to share with you this week and next week. And, Mom, you've been watching me, but I've been on such a journey with this, you know, in the last few years, but the last year has been amazing.
Praise
with
God.
The Lord.
Amen.
Me and Jesus.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to it.
So, the things that I share this week and next week, I really believe will help bring people closer, deeper into Jesus, deeper in their walk with Him. And I think what He's showing me is the more space you make for Him in your soul, because our spirit is filled.
Yeah.
You know, our spirit is filled with Him mm-hmm. when we ask Him into our heart. But our soul still needs to be renewed. But the more you renew your mind and the more you allow Him in, the more He's in there. That sounds simplistic. But I think this year I have realized just personally and intimately how much, first of all, how much was in my soul that didn't need to be there. And
well, that's why we need our souls, our mind, our will, and our emotions renewed. The renewing of the soul mm-hmm. teaches how to think and what decisions to make. And your spirit's in there talking to you,
mm-hmm.
but your soul says okay or no.
Mm-hmm.
So and we say, okay, Lord, we'll do it.
That's
we'll
right.
change.
And I really, just in the last little bit, I've just realized so much, you know, our soul, our spirit filled with His spirit, filled with His power is like the gas in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But our soul is like the driver. Our soul is like the chauffeur. When you get in a car, if you don't tell Him where to go, He's going to go where the chauffeur wants to go. And with your soul, it is made to drive our life. And we need to know who we've got in the front seat driving us
That's
around.
Right.
And so the things that are in our mind, our will, and our emotions, and the amount of control we give that, and what we have instructed our soul with is where we're going to go. And it's going to drive us. The good thing is, I mean, it can drive you in a negative way, in a negative
That's
direction.
Right.
And you'll just do what seems right, but it won't be right. But your soul filled with God's Word,
That's
renewed
right.
by
that
His
makes
Word,
a difference.
Cleaned out, purified. John 15, we're going to talk about all these things in the next 2 weeks. But John 15, you know, talks about being purged or pruned. A pruned soul. Man, It's going to drive you in the right direction. And people watch you, Mom, and I've watched you and Dad all these years, and you react so almost automatically in things. You know, when some tough thing occurs, you guys don't sweat it. You just react out of that place of faith, and it's so natural to you now.
That's right.
I think when people are just starting to walk with God and learn these things, they have to go, okay, now what am I supposed to say? Yeah. What am I supposed to do to win?
Well, you got to start where you are.
That's right. But the longer you are walking in these things and that's the more pruned your soul is, the more you don't have to purposely think. Your soul drives you to the right location.
The word is renewed. It gets renewed by the word of God.
And you can begin to trust
wholly
what you're,
and that
what
becomes
seems right.
A natural, supernatural becomes a natural way to live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you don't have to think about what does the Bible say about that. If you've been in the Word, it comes up and you hear it and you know to do it. You have to do it.
That's right.
And that's what gives us victory.
And there's
so that's going to be good.
It is. And there's no fear there.
No.
You're not afraid because you're established. And the Bible calls what we're going to talk about the next 2 weeks, you know, it's an established heart. Established
heart,
in the Word.
That's
good. It's anchored. The Word talks about being anchored in your soul. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people would like to know how you get there, how you become steady. And all these years, Mom, I mean, I'm 51 years old.
No, you can't be 51.
How could that be when you're just 55? But in all of these years, you go along and you grow and you learn.
Yep.
But what I want to share with people now, no matter where you're at, I feel like I've grown more and learned more in the last year than I have in 50 years.
Praise God. So well, we're eager to hear that.
So we'll start where God started with me, and that is in Psalm 19.
And you're in the New Living, huh?
I'm going to read New Living, Amplified, the Message.
Oh, you got it. I got them all, too.
I know. That's where I learned it. My mother and her...
We got Bibles.
Bibles we have. So, Psalm 19...
119 or 19?
No, just, of course, Psalm 119 is amazing. That's one of those you ought to read it every week. Sometimes you might feel like it takes a week to read it. That's so long. But
Lord,
we're in Psalm 19.
Praise you. Thank you
thank
for giving
you,
us
Jesus.
Utterance.
Yes, Lord.
All right. So you're in
Psalm 19. And the whole thing is really so good that I would recommend you, when the broadcast is over, go back and read the whole thing. Because verse 7 is awesome. It says, the instructions are of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. His decrees are trustworthy, making wise the simple. So all of that,
that's a
bringing joy to the heart. His commands are clear. They give insight for living. All of that leads up to verse 12. And this is where the Lord he started with me. He showed me this, and it really started me on a journey, I believe, receiving this. It says, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Lurking. You know that?
Hiding.
Sins that are hiding? And when it's talking about the heart, it's not even talking about the reborn spirit, I don't believe. It's talking about, up here, it talks about the soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. How can I know all the sins that are hiding in my soul? And just the things that the Lord has shown us, He's been connecting us as a family, as a ministry, with things about your mind, things about your soul. And we've been learning and growing so much. And I didn't realize that things could be hidden in your soul. Hurts, misunderstandings, toxic thoughts. We've talked a lot about on this broadcast about toxic thoughts with Dr. Lee. And how can you know those things if you don't know they're there? In the verse, it goes on to say, cleanse me from these hidden faults. And the day that the Lord showed this to me, Mom, it was almost like it was such a rhema from Him because He read it to me So when he read it to me, it came as a, this word faults didn't come like a blame word, like that's mm-hmm. your fault or that's mm-hmm. my fault or cleanse me from a hidden fault. It came to me like San Andreas type fault, you know, a crack, a weak place. A fault in the earth is a it's mm-hmm. a crack. It's a weak place. So it's where things can shift and change and be unreliable and cause damage and cause earthquakes. So that's the way he read it to me was
that's interesting, Kelly.
Cleanse me from these hidden. And so when I read it, I say weak places. So these weak places that are in our soul or our mind or our emotions, the Lord can cleanse us if we ask him to. It says, keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. And what he began showing me was that if I would open up my life to him and let him cleanse these places that I didn't know about, let him bring light to them, mm-hmm. that he would keep me from messing up big.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. Yeah.
And so it launched me on this path with him. He began repairing things in my life.
Revealed
he began
to me the things that I need to change that's there that maybe you don't hadn't even thought about. And that's the way you really get things in order,
mm-hmm.
because it could be something that, you know, you hadn't even thought about. But then the Lord will correct you on it, and you'll and maybe give you a scripture, or maybe just say, "You, that was out of love,"
mm-hmm.
or something. Not condemning you.
No.
But just letting you know that there's something there that's opening the door to the devil, and you need to change it.
And asking for that is the open door. Because he won't just, you know, he'll let you live your life however you choose to live it. He won't bombard your life with things. You know, the Bible talks about don't cast your pearls before swine.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't do that either. He won't throw the valuable things to you until you're ready or you want them. You want a treasure, he'll give it to you. You want to live in this kind of life, he'll do it. But the invitation to him to come into your soul, you invite him into your spirit when you get born again.
That's right.
And he comes in. But the your soul is your place of choice.
Your mind, your will, and your emotions.
And I mean, one of the things that I believe we'll get to talk about this week is worship. He did some things in me where worship was concerned. But worship is so powerful because it comes from your soul. It comes from your place of choice. So whatever you do in your soul, there's a place of choice about it. To live like you've been living or to choose, mm-hmm. Lord, come in. And if you ask him to, if you want him to, he'll do it. And it's been the most fun. It's been, I mean, the last few years for me have been difficult in a lot of areas, but they've been the best I've ever had. So even in a difficult time, you can have the best time with God you've ever had and come out of it on the other side free.
Well, would you say that in that time you're talking about, you grew?
I did.
Because of the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
because you yielded to it and you got on board with his way and his sayings. And that doesn't just fall on you. You take time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take time to find out what he says. Then you have to make a decision to accept it and do it. Then you have to walk it out. And then the freedom's there. What does the scripture say? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, that's talking about the printed word. It's also talking about what God says to you in your spirit.
That's true. The truth in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he whom the Son sets free.
Yeah, it's free indeed.
Free indeed. And that was one of the scriptures actually this year that's been so important to me, Mom, to be free indeed. I'm sure I'm going to skip around and come back to things because it's just, I really want to endeavor
that's
to be
okay,
led.
You're among friends.
Thank you. I know, and nobody's judging, right?
That's right.
But as I was I was writing some things down that I was believing him for. Goals, dreams, visions. And it came to me as the Lord wanted me to have a Bible study. So I had this Bible study, and it was just about, 10 of us, and usually 6 or 7. We did it for several months, so people couldn't always come. It was every mm-hmm. 2 weeks. And so, but we were believing God for dreams. All of us were 40 plus, whatever age difference, but 40 years old and above. We let a 40-year-old baby in there, but we most of us were a little older than that. But so we're all writing down dreams and goals. And I think that first week, I'm like, yeah, I can write some stuff down. So I'm writing down this and writing down that. But the Lord wouldn't just let that go. He kept pressing me. And as I was going through the dreams or the visions and the goals, he kept pressing me, what do you want about that? What about that do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. I wanted to go, I don't know, Lord. So I want more money. Or I don't know. So I just, happy children, happy family, happy, great ministry. What about that do you want? What about that do you want? And so he kept pressing me.
That's interesting.
And the more he pressed me, the more I realized it came down for me. I want to be free. I want to be free
in
my ministry. I want to be free to say what I need to say. I want to be free to have a happy family. I want to be free to minister God's word. Mm-hmm. I want to be free financially. Do you just want money? Or do you want to be free to financially do what God's calling you to do? And the more I thought about that, the more I thought about how important that verse is, free indeed. Free, in that word deed, it means really free. Free in actuality. He whom the Son sets free, you could say, he whom the Son sets free, that's all described in this book. In Matthew 5 in the Beatitudes, it talks about, everything, all of his promises belong to you. But at the end of Matthew 5, it says it again, but it's more of a, you've grown to the place where it's not just the promises belong to you because they're promises, but you've grown to the place that they belong to you and you're surrounded by them.
You're walking in it.
So it's growth that has to occur.
That's right.
But he whom the Son sets free, we're free.
But if you don't know you're free.
If you don't know you're free.
You don't walk free.
Or you don't do what it takes to be free in your soul, you'll never be free in your life.
That's right.
And with you guys, I just think about you guys. When you asked Jesus into your heart, that day everything belonged to you, but you were not surrounded by it.
No.
You were surrounded by nothing.
We didn't know anything.
But you walked in it and you grew in it. And later in your life, you were surrounded by the promises of God in actuality, in truth. So when you say, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, that means if you've been set free, and then you take the steps to be free inside and out, you're free in actuality, in truth, indeed.
That's good.
And that's where I want to, wherever you're at and whatever you've been walking in, for us to get to the place where we can look around and we think we're free. I was driving out of my driveway the other day, and it occurred to me, I was just felt so free just with this, everything the Lord's been doing in me and free from junk and free from past and free from, just free. And
from the curse,
but from not just an out here place, but from an inside out place. And I was thinking about David, and when he was praising the Lord, and his wife said he was vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in the scriptures? Mm-hmm. And he said, I am going to get vulgar still.
You could say in today's vernacular, you ain't seen nothing
yet. You have not seen anything yet. And when it took me from the garage to the bottom of the street to have all these thoughts. Because it's like the Lord is just talking to me.
Praise God.
Every moment. But I thought about your sister, Missy. My aunt, they passed her in Amarillo.
They're almost the same age.
We are. We're about a year, not even a year and a half apart. And Missy used to just be free. I mean, she'd run around the house with no clothes on and just be free.
She's got love.
She is. Well, this is like a long time ago.
To her congregation.
No, she knows. And everybody goes, Missy, she is so free. But I thought about, they could have said about David, you are too free. And he said, I'm going to get more free still.
That's right.
And so I apologize, Missy, but you made my point this morning because I feel like that as I was driving out of the, I'm like, I'm so free, but I'm going to get more free still.
Hallelujah.
And there's this one verse before we quit today. I wanted to read this. There's this great verse that I found in the Bible.
What is it?
And I'm sure we'll probably revisit it again, but it's in Matthew 5, and this is in the Message, and it says, it talks about how blessed you are. It's actually the Beatitudes, but it sounds different. It says, when you've worked up a good appetite for God. Sometimes we go through stuff that makes us work up a good appetite for God when we live without Him to any degree. He said...
That's Matthew 5 what?
In the Message, it's Matthew 5. Well, I'm not sure exactly, but this whole passage I've got written down here is 3-9. But it says, you're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you found yourself cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family.
That's good, isn't it?
Wow. It
is. Hallelujah. Kelly and I will be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.